Exodus 33. So Moses and God are having a conversation in Exodus 33. And Moses, he and God are talking, and God is giving him instructions saying, I want you to lead the people up. And Moses is saying, well, Lord, if you don't go with us, I don't want to go unless your presence go with us. And he mentions that the separating factor between all of the nations of the world and God's people is God's presence. He said, how shall we not be known if your presence isn't with us? Is not your presence that which separates us from all other nations and kindreds of people? And I want you to understand now, that's exactly what the presence of God does, isn't it? Separates us from everything else. By Him we know that we are the sons and daughters of God. But Moses, he mentions something here, and he gives a request to God, and he says, show me thy glory. And then as him and God begin to speak, I read something and it just hit me right there, like God was speaking directly to me in that service. And I wrote this down, and this is what I want to share with you today. Now, I want to go ahead and read this for just a moment. And what we have here in reading the tail end of the chapter, I'm going to read over, you know, five verses here. But I'm going to start in verse 18 of Exodus 33. I've already given you a very brief background. Again, I won't keep you long, but I want to share this with you because I've been thinking about the goodness of God. And the goodness of God is mentioned by God in these verses. And so in Exodus 33, where we're going to start reading again, verse 18, if you have your place, only if you're able, would you stand with me as we read and honor God's word. Verse 18, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness. If you're a note taker, you ought to underline where he says, I will make all of my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And look what it says here. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Jesus, we love you today, and I'm so thankful for the privilege and honor to be in your house to worship you. Lord, for a little bit, Lord God, I pray that you'd let me point to heaven and give you honor and glory. Let your word go out and encourage your people in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to share this with you here. Just a few short things in this text. See, God tells Moses that I am going to make all of my goodness pass by thee. Concerning the goodness of God, I want to share with you this three things. The first thing is that God tells Moses that he's going to reveal to him his goodness. The word goodness here, it means of good things. It means fairness. It means of beautiful things. It simply means goods and good things. And see, he says, Moses, what I'm going to do is you want to see my glory. And what I'm going to do is that I'm going to show you all of my goodness. It's what he tells Moses. I'm going to show it all to you. You know, God's goodness is absolutely everywhere. The scriptures tell us that the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. In Psalm 145 and 9, it tells us that the Lord is good to all. Well, if he's good to everyone, common sense tells me I'm going to see it everywhere. And so here God says, but Moses, I'm going to show you all of my goodness. So God reveals to you and I, still yet today, all of his goodness. Do you know people that are lost experience the goodness of God? Every day of their life, they get up because God gave strength to their body. Every day of their life, they're able to breathe because God allows them to breathe. Everywhere that you see, the earth truly is full of the goodness of the Lord. But God tells Moses specifically that I am going to show all of my goodness. I'm going to make all my goodness pass by thee. And I have a place where I'm going with this, believe me. The second thing is, you notice that God reveals to Moses that he will put him in the place where he is going to be able to see his goodness. Let me ask you something. Has God put you in a place where you can see his goodness? Let me say this. I've been in places that I didn't want to be, but God has allowed me to be there so that I could still see his goodness. We think that sometimes you only see God's goodness when it feels good. That's not true. The Bible tells us that everything, all things work together for good to those who love God. Every aspect of our lives, you and I are in a position that God, as our Heavenly Father, allows you and I to be in places where we are enabled to see His goodness. I've been in some dry places, but while I was there, I was able to see the goodness of God in providing rain. I have been in storms, and when I was there, I was able to see the goodness of God in stilling the storm and shining the sun. There's different places in my life that sometimes that I didn't want to be there whatsoever. But while I was there looking back, what happened was I was able to see the goodness of God show up and provide for me yet again. Now, what we see here is that even in times of great weakness, we are still able to see the goodness of God. It does not matter where we are at in life. We're able to see the goodness of God. Now, all of that, I know I'm moving through it rather quickly, but I want to just share this part with you because this is common sense to me. And I've read over this scripture a million times and I've just never seen it. But as I sat there and I'm seeing God say, you know what, Moses, I'm going to let all my goodness, I'm going to make it all pass by you. But then what he says here is, he said, I'm going to cover you with my hand. And as I pass by you, I'm going to remove my hand and you're going to see my back parts. Back parts simply means the hinder parts of God. Folks, I'm a simple man, but when I read those verses, you know, what I understand is that God has made all of His goodness pass by Moses, but Moses ain't seen it all. He's only seen the back parts of the goodness of God. Do you know what that tells me? God's been so good to you and I that we ain't even seen it all. You understand that God reveals to you and I just how good that He is, and it passes by you each and every day of your life. And you ain't seen nothing but the back parts of the goodness of God. You know what happened today? We celebrated the back parts of the goodness of God. When we come here and worship, we're celebrating the back parts of the goodness of God. Listen, I was thinking about just some folks in life. I remember when my wife was praying because her hands would crack and bleed, and we went up and we anointed her. You know what? God touching her hands and healing them ain't nothing but the back part of the goodness of God. That little girl, both of those little girls sitting in that seat right now, they ain't nothing more than the back part of the goodness of God. How many of you have been in a place in your life where literally you've had a diagnosis, but yet here you are. You know what happened? He passed by and you've seen the back part of the goodness of God. How many marriages have been on the rocks and seemed like they weren't going to make it? But here you are. Why? Because the God passed by you and you've seen the back part of the goodness of God. What happens to me on Sunday nights is that I still catch the tail end of y'all's services because we get out of church just a little bit before you. And I remember not too long ago when Pastor Cal was giving testimony literally about not having feeling and going like this, and all of a sudden have feeling in his hand. You know what that was? That was a back part to the goodness of God. You know when God touched and healed his wife? You know that was a back part to the goodness of God. You understand each and every day of our life, He says, I make all my goodness pass by you, but you're only going to see the tail end of my goodness. When God took six people in a high school and gave us a building 4 weeks later and brought us to where we are right now, that's the back part to the goodness of God. When 3 years ago, my daughter, my baby, had COVID and we anointed her with oil in the name of the Lord and she woke up and didn't have COVID no more. That was nothing but the back parts of the goodness of God. Ain't no one can explain that away one bit. There's not one person who can say that's accidental. No one can say that that's nothing. I want you to understand, I know that that's the back parts of the goodness of God. When God raised up a newborn in the NICU inches from death, when the doctors say they might not make it, that little baby's doing just fine now. That's nothing more than the back part of the goodness of God. I think about the folks in our church and some of the things that they went through. You know, the devil will say there's no hope, and there's times that he'll try to discourage you. And then I think, I tell you what, there's so many times in my life that God has made His goodness pass by me. And that goodness has been so much and so often, and yet I've only ever seen half of it. The back parts of the goodness of God. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that we can live in a place. Well, you know what? God puts you and I in a place where we can see the back parts of the goodness of God. God reveals His goodness to you and I on purpose, is what He does. And what we see today, folks, is that you and I understand that we are the most blessed of all people in the world. And God has revealed His goodness to you and I, and all of the things. You can go ahead and fill in the blank all day long. God gave you strength to get up today. He gave you breath in your lungs. He allowed you to be here. And let me tell you, little things, I don't want to take for granted. Just about a week ago, for that little girl, our youngest, Addie, she's been sicker this year than she has all of her life. And it seems like my family's missed church more. And you know what? That bothers me. When I'm in the house of God, I want my wife and my kids sitting there with me. I don't want them sitting at home. My dad's at the house of God. I don't want that at all. And just the other day, I was praying. I'm saying, Lord, I'm just praying that this coming Sunday, that my family's all healthy, that I'm healthy, and we can be in church all day long. And then after that, we can go up to Rubyville and worship with those people. And then go home and say that it was a good day to be in God's house. And I was a praying. And then you know what happened? Little Addie just got over being, had a little cold 8 days prior. Then all of a sudden her nose started getting stuffy and her nose started running. And I said, oh no, 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 we're going to pray this away. We're going to pray this away. And I said, Lord, you know what I've been praying. You know exactly what I've been asking for. And I'm asking you, Lord, you've been good to me and I know it, but I want my family with me in the house of God. And so you know what? We started, we prayed, and I told Christy, I said, I believe God's going to take care of it. I believe it ain't going to end up being nothing. 2 days later, it went completely 100% away. It ain't never come back. Praise God. And you know what that is? That is the back part of the goodness of God. Even in the little things, we take for granted those things that God does for you and for me each and every day of our lives. But I want you to understand God's goodness is so evident to you and I, and is revealed to you and I, and is distributed to you and I in such an abundant way that every single day you and I are missing the goodness of God simply because He shows Himself to us so much. Every one of you are here because of the goodness of God. Every one of you have experienced things where God's been so good to you and you're completely undeserving. And I just believe that we're living in a day when the devil wants you and I to focus so much on the what we don't have or the what we can't do, and tries to steal what we're able to see of the goodness of God away. But God's been good to us. It doesn't change God's goodness. God's been good to each and every one of us every single day of our lives. So that's the simplicity of all this text. That's what I feel like God put on my heart. I thought, well, Lord, this ain't a long thing. But it don't need to be long to be good and true, does it? It don't. And I can tell you this. I ain't got a desire in this world to say one word when the Spirit of God's done with me. I don't need to add something. I said today, and I know that it wasn't long, but I said today what you needed to hear and what God sent me here to tell you. And that you and I, every single one of you today, have seen all of the goodness of God in your life. You've only seen half of it, even though God's done more than you've ever seen. He's passed by you. You know what He does? He said, I'm going to do this for you on purpose. You know what that means? In the day and the hour when you really need to see it, God says, I'm going to reveal to you my goodness. That's what He did. Moses said, I want to see your goodness, Lord. I want you to show me your glory. And He said, there's a place by me that I'm going to put you specifically so that you can see the back parts of all my goodness that's going to pass by you. I don't know about you, but I live in a day that every single day of my life, I'm so thankful that I'm living by the back parts of the goodness of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that there will be one day that I see all of the goodness of God. And it won't be here. It'll be when I'm in heaven. But the goodness of God and the back parts of the goodness of God, that what I see now is more than I'm ever worthy of and more than I could ever earn. And folks, it's enough. It's enough. It's enough.